So that 69100 number, this is cell H35 and HIJKL 35, and that BAI projected cash flow for those of you scoring along at home, keeping track at home. So that includes includes the extra. That's what he owes. That's what's owed for the month plus the extra to pay back the past rent.
Well, that should be actually transmitter plus what he's going to pay back. So he's going to pay back on the office. He shows 1,000. So the 69 would be the 30 plus the transmitter rental, because I don't see that separate here. So it has to be in administrative. It has to be in the rent.
Right. And
the
then
rent
is a little extra there. That's for. So how much? So the monthly office is what, 22, 23?
The monthly office is about 30, but he in his payback plan he's paying back. It's about 30 a month. So in his payback plan for April, he's paying January's rent of $30,000.
Where is the payback shown?
I don't know. He gave me a copy of it. It's not on this line.
So this cash flow doesn't include a payback.
Well, you would hope that it's in these numbers. That's what we're trying to look at. Okay, so it's his number of 69100.
Yes.
Again, so his transmitter rental is about 35 a month, and then the office is 30. So 30 and 35 is close enough to 69.
So there's no extra there.
No, there's no extra there. And then when you get into May, he says he's going to pay February and March rent, which is 60,000. Plus you have a transmitter rent, which we don't have a payback plan so I think someone told me, I don't see it on here, that he actually paid a payment.
He paid. Tony reported to us the other night that a 1 month payment was made on the transmitter a couple days ago.
Okay, that was April. So
So there's one month is owed.
Yeah, so he's still behind. He would still be behind $35,000 on his transmitter.
So can we just clarify, are these actual cash numbers through March, including March?
Believe that rent number is correct. There was a rent
absolutely.
In March.
Yeah, the rent number is absolutely correct. I know that number. Yes.
So it shows them paying some amount of rent every month. It just clearly hasn't been enough.
Well, it's transmitter. He's paying transmitter and tower. So that's a good question on the early ones, because in January that would just be January, February, and March. Well, in March it's only office rent. The $40,000 is office. So in February
January, February, it looks like both.
No. He didn't pay any office rent in January or February, so that has to be transmitter.
Wow.
Or maybe a catch-up payment?
No,
only paid $34,000 in November?
No, he only paid the first rent that he paid, cash, was March the 26th, and it was the $43,000.
Wow.
And the $52,700... That was paid in December, and that was actually, well, that was paid in December.
Laverne?
Yes.
The previous 2 months, right?
Paul, did you have a question?
We're doing a lot of deducing about this stuff. I'd like to see it spelled out a little bit more.
Jamie?
hold on 1 second, Alberto. Can you finish? Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'd like to see this, because we're saying, well, it must mean this.
No, I sent you the tower. There was an account analysis on the tower. There was an age trial balance on the tower, and it gives you the exact.
Right?
It shows that there were no payments made. You can let's pull up those sheets that I also sent you. The age trial balance.
What's it titled?
Called
Tower Rental Aging Report.
Yes.
PDF.
Yeah. Pull it up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was in that email I just sent you, Campbell.
Okay. I've got two spreadsheets open at the same time. I guess I should close one.
I see a number circled here.
I have like 12.
That's exactly.
You must have a huge monitor.
No, I just have a very messy desktop.
Cascade.
Oh. Okay, so if you look at the age trial balance.
Age trial. Okay, I've got to get back to the inbox.
That's another. Okay. Aged.
Not trial the rental balance. Aging report, the aged trial balance.
Mm-hmm. Historical aged trial balance.
Yes.
Aid attachments.
Okay. I'm not seeing this file at all.
Aged trial balance, you're saying?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't see that one.
Nothing starts out with an age.
I'm not.
And it's a an Adobe file?
Yes.
I have Office Amp Tower Rental Aging Report.pdf.
That's the one.
That's it? The PDF file?
Office Tower Rental Aging Report.
Oh, and at the top of the PDF, it's written in the document, Historical Age Trial Balance.
Oh.
It's not the file name. It's on the document.
Yeah, we got to remember, we got to go by file name.
File name is Office Tower Rental Aging Report.
So I see a six-figure number circled.
Yes, that's it. So that's the way to read this document is, does everyone have it open?
I'm having trouble opening it, but don't let that hold
okay.
you back.
Okay, in the document, it shows there's a VOMINA payment number, the doc number, and the document number is for dates. The one at the top says 01-01-009. The next is February 09 rental, March 09 rental, April 09 rental. And if you go across the page there, you'll see for April 09, there's a current period. That's $34,509.
Uh-huh.
For March and February, it shows it was it's aged 31 to 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the January rental at the very top, it shows 91 days and over.
Why do you have under age totals $128,000 as write-off amount?
That's just the way that it doesn't mean it's going to write it off. That's just the way the report is written. It just goes into that column. That's just a unique to the report. It doesn't mean you're going to write it off. Let me tell you. Okay, and so at the top, it's 91 days and over. It's $29,742. That
yeah.
adds to $128,000. This age report shows that in the general ledger, a check has not been cut for this amount. It has not come out of your checking account. So there, this is what this shows you. These are the facts.
So then what, on the cash flow, I mean, $74,957 in February. That's not just your tower. On the rent line on row 35.
How
yeah.
do you know that?
Well, that 1 month tower is, like, less than that.
Well, that doesn't mean that it's 1 month tower rent. It could be 2 months tower rent.
Right. Well, no, that's what I think that's Brian's point. That's not just 1 month of tower rent. There's something else.
But the prior month is like $67,500. I mean, it's above your monthly tower rent for several months in a row there.
Well, it varies depending upon the utilities. We get charged for tower utilities as well as rent. And some of these leases are also charging us penalties for late payments.
It's running about $5,000 if you look at it. On the tower rental, if you look at the late pay, like there was like $1,500, and then on late pay again, we have.
I saw that. That's depressing.
Yeah.
It still doesn't seem to square up those. If those numbers are actual, the prior months and the cash flow, it doesn't seem to square
we'll
up. Maybe we should just flag that for follow up.
Yeah, I look at Empire State, okay, I'm looking at the Empire State bill here.
It
shows
it implies
like,
that he was that BAI was a good deal behind in tower rental or something, you know.
We'll look at it and see what those payments. Because again, it shows that The March rental is, it was due, that was $40,982, and the April rental is $36,688. So, you know, we can look at the, this is the age trial balance, so we'll just look at the payment.
What was the March rental?
The March rental was $40,982. And like Grace said, that includes, like, you're paying late payments plus utilities, and it varies. We also have a copy of we also knew that we were behind on the late on the Empire State Building by calling them and asking them to send us an invoice, send us a statement, which is what we did with the rent also. Okay, so can we move from there, and we'll just see what the cash, the payments, if that was all transmitter rental for January, February. In fact, we'll just look at all of this. I know the 52.7. I know that was for office rental in December, and the others we'll check those out and get back to you.
So I'm
looking at two.
Okay, Susan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at two documents, and I'm not sure if I'm looking at the same thing. I'm looking at it's office tower rental aging report, and it's a total of $128,072. And then I'm looking at WBAI office rental with Silverstein, and it's $128,072. So are those the same things?
Yes, that's the account analysis that Lynn does, that when we finally got all of this, this was the purpose of getting all this information, was to do the account analysis. So that shows exactly the same thing. It outlines, you know, what's the late payment, utility.
Okay, so then this is just office. The $128,072 is just the office then. Because that's what Silverstein's statement is.
Right.
Okay. So we don't have the tower rental in here.
It's another 77. There's also a historical age trial balance. That's the $77,671. And Jamie said that, we'll just look at it, that Anthony says that he made a payment on the tower in April.
Yeah, these numbers in the cash flow. Brian, I believe. Well, Susan, did that answer your question there?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Brian, you had a question.
Just moving on, so I understand the document correctly. The months ahead, this is assuming the assumption in the document is that there's timely payments of all bills as they come due.
In this cash flow?
Yeah.
It doesn't fit his payment schedule, but, you know, we just have to add it up and see if it's okay. You know, she just kind of like
it doesn't seem right. Salary and related is so low.
Huh.
Line 33?
Well, you know, they're saying that I think this is the same amount that was on the...
I mean, the total salary and related in the income statement is about $100,000 a month.
But that should be going down because of the severance thing is, so that should go down.
I mean, he's showing 71 in March, if that's an actual figure.
But the actual, jumping back to the income statement, the actual March total salary and related, well, gross salaries is 71, but total salary and related is 101.
Oh, maybe he's using gross instead of total.
I don't see, are the other salary business, is this in here somewhere?
No.
I would use total. I mean, it's kind of total salaries, but then you just need one line.
Well, they've got a separate consultants line. That's it.
This salary and related, it may not include the benefits because I know the benefits maybe for April 15th. Maybe the benefits were paid in March, but I know they have not been paid for April 15th, and I know that they owe the national office for that.
The health benefits are $12,000 a month, according to the
exactly.
income statement.
So that would raise it up from the 73 to about 85.
So we need to flag that for follow-up, because that would throw the cash flow off a lot if it's wrong.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, she sent this to me right at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of work in here, including the, you know, the payback, the rental payback and the transmitter. So, yeah, those are all things we have to address with Indra and with Anthony tomorrow.
So just looking it over, I want to make sure I kind of understand the parameters of the document. It looks like it may be wrong, but it's assuming payment of bills as they come due, no catch-up payments, and that it's showing being 91,000 short of the cash the station needs to operate in April, and 55,000 short in June, 27,000 short in August, and 127,000 short in September.
He's just subtracting their net cash available and what he believes the total outflows of operating the station are. That's what
right. Which would be the amount he needs to either defer or borrow, assuming cash flow is accurate.
No, he wouldn't have to. You know, he's showing he's taking care of it, except for we believe that the numbers are low on the outflows.
Well, but you can't have negative cash.
It's negative.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my sheet, not his sheet. Sorry about that.
We're on line 53 of the BAI project. Is that where you are, Brian?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have clarified that.
Yeah. The net cash available in April. No, there's definitely an issue. This is what we have to review with him tomorrow. And you see, also shows that he's paying back. They got a loan from the national office in order to pay the rent in December. So there's the $25,000 that they owe the national office, and also there are their national bill backs, which I don't think these were paid in March, the 24-8-20. So if we change that, that will impact this number more. So that's another $50,000. It looked like, you know, the national office will have to forego to a time when he has positive cash. But even with this cash flow, like I said at the bottom, and August and September, right, he has negative cash flows.
And as far as we can tell, it's negative cash flow without catching up on the back rent, the back central services, or anything else the station owes.
I asked for a payback sheet also for a repayment schedule on central services, and Anthony assured me that perhaps he could come up with, he had thought about it.
Okay.
So,
it's not shown here.
No, it's absolutely
right.
Not shown here.
So Brian's point is that we have negative cash at the end of it, and there's no repayment of some of these things.
Right. And
negative cash, no repayment, and it sounds like some of the expense lines may be under forecast.
Okay.
Well,
so
also, you know, he actually is showing some central services, but, you know, on his central services line. So basically, you know, when you do a cash flow, of course, that's what comes out if he has negative cash, because he can't have negative cash. So there are like three numbers, the 13.7 in April for central services, the repayment of the loan plus the bill backs that he has, the $24,000, I'm not familiar. I don't think that happened either. So those three numbers there add up to like, what, 70, that's 50, 65,000 or so. So that will impact his cash. And actually his beginning cash, because I sent this out to you also, at the WBAI has unrestricted cash of the 43, which is what I guess he has 41. Yes.
That's
okay.
As of March.
So summing up, we have a lot of issues about BAI.
This is she sent this to me, and it looks pretty preliminary. And if I just go in and do my little analysis on it, it definitely adjusts these numbers to what you would have.
Let me ask this. The repayment on partial loans or partial repayment on loans,
mm-hmm.
Did that occur in December 08?
Yes.
Okay, so $25,000 occurred. And now, did this occur in April 09?
We're in the month of April. Nothing has happened on the 25. No.
That has not occurred.
Yeah, it's still April.
Yeah, no, it hasn't
okay.
happened yet. We haven't. That
okay.
repayment hasn't happened according
okay.
to LaVarne.
Yeah, I'm trying to switch back and forth between what is an actual and what is, you know, projected.
Okay, what's the budget?
If it's in the month of March, it should be actual.
Okay, well, let's see. Can we sum up our issues around BAI then so we can move on to the other stations? Or would people like to spend more time looking at these documents? I have here cash flow shows negative cash and incomplete repayment. And then we have some questions about the cash flow, which that's fine. You know, this is a document under development. That's no problem. But rental payback and also salary relate and related seems incomplete. Are there any other...
Well, I mean, the only other salient thing when you're reporting out the station's position is that the income statement indicates it's still running a deficit.
Okay.
I mean, one thing is it doesn't have the cash to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that it's digging itself further in still.
Right. Can we just transcribe those?
The CPV funds, 132, is... a certainty in May?
Yes. In fact, the big thing is that over the last 8 weeks or so since I've been here, you know, the number one thing has been trying to, you know, get the approval on the audit, do the CPP report, and prepare the reports for income taxes. So yesterday, the thing was approved, and with all of that work. So, yes, so for WBAI, it's 100. It shows, I also show you have a cash flow for the national office. So it shows the $132,971. Right. So that's consistent with what the national office cash flow
okay.
shows.
So then in that case, since, you know, we know this is going to happen, you know, the Jamie, what you're talking about in terms of concerns, I think we don't have to get too intense about that.
Okay.
You know, because the whole situation turns around next month.
Oh, with the CPB money?
Yeah, and the beginning of the drive.
But then it's you're $120,000 short on cash again by the end of the fiscal.
Well,
I mean, we'll have one or two good months. We'll try to enjoy May and June.
Well, when I spoke with Anthony, I think he's trying to make a commitment to our interim acting ED Grace that he's going to make he's going to make budget within the time frame. That's what he said he's going to commit to Grace, and that he plans to. That's what his plan is. So if I go in and just adjust these numbers, I did it on my other sheet. Like, you know, he's still in the month of April, he's still down by 52,000. So then you go, at that point, you go into a postponement of payments to vendors. And the only thing that we can hope is that, like, even on the MLK drive, he was actually higher.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, perhaps, in fact, I think that number will be higher for the month of April for the MLK drive because they were a lot. Because when they had actually pushed through the numbers, I was told the number was more like 88. Yeah, later I was told it was a lower number in terms of the cash that went into Memphis. So maybe that was part MLK and part other. But that's what I was told. The number that they did on Friday was more like 88.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your mother says she'll come back. She had to go get some milk.
Okay. Okay, well, should we move off WBAI for the moment then? I mean, we all know it's a problem, and I mean, we could spend the rest of the evening talking about it, actually.
Well,
Just again with WBAI and the script there that, you know, I think the number one problem with finance is that you have a dedicated to finance alone, that Indra is doing more than finance. She's doing MEMSIS and development. And that a lot of the things that need to be done, finance require that you do the things timely in order to close your books. And in fact, we had to open the general ledger up, have Indra take some entries like past the close date. So we're you know, at the time when they need a lot of attention toward finance, they don't have a dedicated person. So you know, we need to really consider alternatives to that. And that, you know, we really, now that we have made, Grace and I have made contact with the landlord, and you know, and also I've made contact with Empire State Building, that we'll know that they need to contact us. And the other thing is that, you know, as this is coming about, you know, we need weekly reports from Indra and Anthony on what their cash looks like. I mean, that's why you need a dedicated finance person, you know, almost daily, really, but at least weekly.
Okay, Paul, did you have a comment?
Yeah, well, we can move on, but fulfillment on these bonds is going to be the critical thing. I'm hoping that's not going to be an issue.
Keep hoping.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the April, LaVarne was referring to, we had an April mini drive that was budgeted at $42,000 in pledges and actually brought in $88,000, according to the reports. And actually, it was because it was supposed to be a 1 day, and I think it was a 3 day. Is that correct,
right,
R. Paul?
Yeah, it was a 3 day.
It was a 3 day. So that's what they did. So one can't expect that kind of exceeding the future goals because they can't triple the drive length of the longer drive.
I mean, it's also, when you factor in fulfillment, your premium costs, your mailing and billing costs, you know, you're talking about driving your net up maybe $20,000 on that. It's not really putting a dent in the station's financial situation.
Right, that's a good point.
I
mean, I'm kind of dwarfed by BA. I don't really know what to say about it.
Well, I feel like we have a better understanding of where the station's at, which is an improvement over where we've been. The documentation you provided is great, and I'm glad we're moving in that direction. The problem is it's still a situation that I think threatens the entire network's financial stability, and we haven't had a conversation about what to do yet.
Well, I believe that that touches on Susan's issues,
mm-hmm.
which perhaps if we could get through the other stations, we could get to that.
Sure.
We have one more to go.
Okay, is that acceptable? I mean, I think it is. I mean, the BAI thing is, you know, I don't know. It's big. Okay, well, why don't we go through the rest of the network? So we'll go to WPFW. That's our next station. So back to the income statement. On to the bottom line.
Thank you.
Okay, here I'm on row 147. Okay, the year-to-date actual shows a negative $43,000. The year-to-date budget through the end of March, the budgeted was supposed to have a surplus of $118,000, so the difference there is $161,000 shortfall relative to the budget. And let's see here. We can walk through the various components. As at several of the stations, listener support is a good deal lower than budget. It's supposed to be $931,000, and it's booked as $812,000, so it's $118,000 short of the budget. And total revenues, actually, wow, total revenues are $217,000 short of the budget.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's line 20 on the PFW sheet?
That's correct.
So the budget, it's budgeted at $1.17 million, and actually, so far, year-to-date actual revenue is $949,000. I wonder if there's another CPB.
Only a minor discrepancy there. Where you're coming up short is major donors. That's about $22,000. Corporate match, that's short $18,000. And the big ticket is listener support.
And community event income, line 17.
Yeah, I guess the duck race hasn't happened.
Quack, quack.
The duck race, we had a finance committee meeting the other day, and the duck race is kind of limping along. It is, in terms, you know, I didn't know anything about the duck race until I was treasurer and I looked at the proposed budget and I saw in there a duck race. And then I started asking questions, and then I started asking more questions. I had about 5 pages of them in terms of what would really be an analysis and action plan, because what we need to do is to have the, you know, what staff has come up with. And in years past, staff had pretty much been carrying the ball on a lot of these things. And the engagement of the LSB has been as not as committed as it should be. There's some, very few, but there's some LSB members who will not participate on any committee, will not participate in any project that the LSB has and or that the station has, and are total complete drag. And I think in the process have distracted our LSB members from, you know, what we ought to be doing. I mean, when you have constant ideological struggle going on in LSB meetings, that doesn't advance you. Well, we're turning that around, okay? And I think we had a very sort of a strong and positive finance committee meeting, and, you know, we're going to be setting in motion more of an engagement where the LSB is going to be participating with the, you know, with the staff on this, with the staff on this duck race. And, in fact, I was in a program today with a person from Montgomery County Hospice, and they had a duck race in October that I went to see, you know, how it's done. And while ours isn't following the kind of, you know, planning and implementation that, you know, they are following, I think that we have a tremendous, tremendous advantage over most other folk who do duck races, that we have a broadcast medium, and, you know, it's not a problem for us to get people on the air. Now, unfortunately, just as I've heard quack quacks tonight, some of our programmers haven't been really engaged and on board. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise,
right?
Surprise.
But the thing is, though, that I think in the next couple of months, this is going to turn around significantly. We've got a basis upon which those of us who are concerned about making positive things happen at the station are really biting the bullet and going to, you know, move forward. And if you aren't about moving the station forward, then, you know, maybe some fit folks need to move on. And, you know, I think that seeing a more positive and engaged attitude from our LSB, having more of a connection with our staff so that it isn't like, you know, two ships passing in the night, but it's rather folks who are working on the same team with the same objectives, I think that we're going to have this turn around. And while this may not be the cookie-cutter type of duck race that you've seen other entities, you know, do across the country, I've got tremendous confidence that we're going to be able to turn this duck around, and rather than have a lame duck, we would have some ducks that are going to float proudly down the Potomac River.
You guys have the best comic relief. Who would have thunk it in an NFC meeting?
Okay, so...
But, you know, the thing is that it took off slowly. That's what's happening here. It was originally budgeted to have begun September, October, and they said, no, we don't want to do that because we got the fall drive going on. So it kind of limped out a little bit there, you know, with a few programmers and a few events, such as some folks who happened to come by the station in August, and we sold a few ducks to them. you remember the August board meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Some folks bought some of our ducks then. And so we're, you know, it I guess you could call that people being too quick to, you know, jump the start or something like that. Too much anticipation, but that's what happened. I think that the budgeting of that for September, October beginning was not realistic. And, you know, it's in a time frame now where it's caught up just before another drive. And, you know, I've asked for some, at our last meeting, for some very specific questions to be answered in regard to this. And I think I may have, I don't know if I sent out to the NSC the particular analysis and action plan that I had put together for addressing this duck situation, which can really address any kind of a proposed development effort, you know, as to why we should be doing, are we the best people to be doing this thing? What do we expect? How is the LSB going to be engaged in this? To what extent? What's going to be our cash flow of expenditures? What do we expect in terms of revenues to take place, et cetera, et cetera? And, you know, getting some of those answers, and although, you know, we're midstream, we're right in the race, so to speak, it's going to be something that I think will help us, you know, be able to finish this rather strongly. And the only thing that I guess I have something of a concern about is that there's some other off-air activities that we've had involved that we've had to take place, and I don't have a report on some of those. One was a Dick Gregory program at the Historical Society. We've got a vehicle program that, you know, I hear about every now and again. This is another thing that apparently this, you know, these things are trickling on the air, and I'm quite concerned, as well as our outreach and development chair, about the way in which implementation is taking place. It seems to me, you know, and I'm used to running a different kind of ship, a bit of a tighter ship, but it seems to me as though it's very problematic. But the thing that I have to consider is that, you know, we do have the airwaves, and a lot of this can turn around, and we've got, you know, programmers who have a good connection for the most part with their audiences and whatnot, and can advance these kinds of projects, even if they don't fit the textbook.
Okay, Campbell, if I could jump in here. Sorry, you know, I kind of want to keep us moving. But thanks for that explanation. And I just wanted to quickly touch on the other topics, the other budget points.
Sure.
It seems in salary related, it's basically as budgeted.
Went below.
Administrative, there's an overage, which seems largely due to legal.
Yeah,
there's
we've got
a budgeted legal advance of $70,000, which actually we don't have to go into in this meeting, but
okay,
there it is. And then
you know what that's about, right?
I do. I believe the PNB members do. Yes. And
okay.
Then the development expenses, you're doing better by $70,000.
Yeah, I think I told you all about how we were going to make some adjustments in regards to
the premiums,
premiums and everything. Yeah,
yeah.
So
the savings is all in the premium.
That's the impact of those kinds of adjustments.
Sure. But it's also the impact of having less listener support. I mean, you
well,
come up short in a drive, you spend less on premiums.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, but if you're buying the same things rather than a whole bunch of different things, you're getting better prices.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Quantity discounts.
Okay, so that's basically, so WPFW is kind of, is behind by a notable amount here, so.
I think that one thing that you need to consider is that we're in the process of shifting gears on a number of parameters virtually at the same time.
You know, there was a report, LeVar, at one point you reported that one of these, that a big donation was shifted from restricted to unrestricted. Is that?
Oh, Dr. Leonard?
Well, that's at K.
No,
there's one at W.
Oh.
Did that happen?
No.
No, that didn't happen.
What's taking place is that their conversations involved now where that restriction. What happened was this, that it was at first a matching fund requirement, okay?
Okay.
We had to match the $200,000 that was first donated. The requirement for the matching $200,000 was lifted, okay?
Okay.
So one restriction's been lifted, but not
all
restrictions.
I mean, that's not, you know.
It's restricted as to use?
Yes.
By the building.
And the use is?
Relocation.
Relocation, and is the total pledge $1 million, and it's over time?
It's yes, correct. Over 5 years, and we're looking for the second $200,000. You know, we don't have a firm idea on that. What we're looking to get at present, there's been a meeting with Dr. Leonard, is to get documentation to support the lifting of the $200,000 match requirement. That's, you know, we want that in writing from him.
Fine. Very good.
Hey, if there is the match, is that just any funds, or does that have to be for the purpose? I'm glad you're getting it lifted. But did it have to be for the purpose of moving?
The building?
The requirement for this to be relocation money is still there, yes.
Yeah, but for this grant, never mind. I'm asking a question that's irrelevant.
Sure.
I try to ask one of those a meeting.
Okay, I didn't quite understand it.
No, you did.
No, it's irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I think that's WPFW.
I mean, this is Brian. We should note that against WPF, the size of WPFW's overall budget, this is a huge variance.
We don't have a cash flow, right, for PFW?
Yeah, we, Robert has worked on that, and he was going to get with, I think, Ron, and until I'll send him a note again. So tomorrow's my day that I need to have everything.
When did he say he was going to have that available?
He didn't say. We've had conversations over the last couple of weeks, and Robert has said that, you know, he needs to get with Ron to. I don't know. Did
Jamie
have a date?
Yeah, Alberto. You can talk after LeVon's done.
Yeah, I was just asking if Sis Campbell. I was asking if Robert had given you a date, or if Ron had given.
No, I don't have that as yet. But one thing, my life was different up until today. I think one of the reasons I believe that we shifted the day of this conference call was because of the munificent things that are taking place yesterday in our country. And now that that's done, it's a different world. And also I had indicated to them after our meeting on the 13th, we had a PSW Finance Committee meeting, that I would, after a couple of days, I wanted to be able to get some deadlines from folks as to when they're going to have different things ready.
Good.
And that would include responses to my, I think it was a 5-page action plan and analysis for the duck race.
One of these sheets that came out today showed us cash at the various units at the end of March.
Yes.
Do you remember, LeVon, how much cash did BFW have at the end of March?
Yeah, I have it right here. At the end of March, they had unrestricted cash of $182,000.
Yeah,
$182,504.
Okay.
Jamie?
Can I ask
Alberto, sorry, I didn't call you. Yeah, Grace, you'll be next after Alberto.
Oh, okay.
I want to. I want to point out to you, Laverne, because you were not you were in recess during the past year. I want to remind Jamie and Grace and Campbell and Brian and Arpal that we never again. And it goes back to this. I'll get it to you later, Laverne. That the National Finance Committee never reviewed the WPFW proposal budget for the coming year. We never got it in time, and we had to defer the 09 budget to the national board because, you know, we waited and waited and waited, and I just want to insist.
Alberto, that's not quite true.
That's not correct.
We took it up late. We took it up after the rest of the budgets, but we did review it, and then the national board approved it on a conference call after the in-person meeting.
I refuse to stand corrected. I refuse to stand corrected because I was on the call, and we had to defer the budget to the national board.
We did it one time.
We couldn't take action on it.
We delayed it. We took action late, but we did take action.
No. Well, that's okay. I stand corrected in that issue that we posthumously adopted the budget. But Laverne, I just want to tell you, after everything was said and done, Laverne, I just want to tell you, do not be told I'll get it to you later too many times. Just give him enough time because you'll never get it.
Well, let me say this.
I'm sorry.
Alberto.
Let me just say this,
that there is a tendency to not be very specific about things, and then it's like the that analysis piece the development. I had given that to folks. It's dated September 30th. I gave it to both Ron and our development director. I believe it was October 2nd, and they're saying, "Oh, gee, we're going right into the fall drive. Won't be able to work on it now." I said, "Well, I want it as soon as it's done." It's now April, okay? So, you know, they've got another bite at that apple, but I'm concerned, as you are, that we don't have deferrals on reports and whatnot like that, and that we have firm timetables. And I will say with very great assurance, when I pop a whip in WPFW, that it's all your fault, Arturo. you're putting me up to it.
Well, I want to put Laverne up to it also.
Yeah, well, you
Our
know,
Paul for a
thing is that, yeah, they were
okay,
giving
our Paul after Grace and after this little.
We do have two more units to cover.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so why don't Grace and our Paul both had questions or comments?
Okay. I apologize. I'm probably being redundant. My cell phone keeps failing on me. But anyway, what I'd like to know from Campbell is this. Has the $200,000 a year of the $1 million donation
endowment
been unrestricted, and is it available for operating expenses?
No, it's not. The $200,000, what took place, let me be clear about this again. What took place was that the matching requirement was removed from the Dr. Leonard donation. It's still the same restriction with regard to for relocation of WPFW.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's what took place, was just the matching requirement being relieved. And
okay.
We're getting documentation to support that particular fact. Also, we're inquiring about when we might be looking forward to the additional $200,000, because there are some discussions taking place with the with a couple of council members. I think they're a bit premature, but they're taking place in regard to some properties in the city. And let me ask this, and I'm certainly in the right environment to do so. I remember hearing on the history of Pacifica about $2 million that it costs for A to relocate or to have a building. If I would certainly appreciate any estimates or documentation that would support either the accomplished fact of a station starting, relocating or purchasing or something like that, so that we can know the right questions to ask, okay? That would be very, very helpful for us right now, because I am extremely concerned. And in fact, I gave I had to do that for for another document, but I can give our folks a real estate development projection on expenses and whatnot like that. But but that's not the same animal as for a radio station relocation, and I want to be able to have a basis for asking for some real estimates from people around here. I know that, even if you go back to 91 or whatever like that, the number is going to be all cockeyed, but the subject matter to a great extent is going to make sense.
Campbell, if you would like, our chief engineer at KPFA was involved with that move and has been involved.
Who was that, KPFA?
Yeah, our chief engineer, Michael Yoshida. He could probably help you put together numbers for the technical side of building studios and wiring a new space appropriately. It's quite high.
And Campbell,
okay.
The equipment's expensive, and the soundproofing is a laborious process.
Yeah, and we run into another question,
guys,
too.
Guys, I'm sorry to jump
okay,
in.
Okay, we're going to the national office.
Follow up with
guys,
me offline.
Yeah, Brian and Campbell, you can follow up with that.
Jamie, wait a second.
Somebody had another question.
Grace?
I'd like to request, Brian, that you get a rough estimate. It doesn't have to be exact, from Michael. And send a copy to me as well. I'd really like to have that before the in-person national board meeting.
Someone who knows what WPFW's requirements has to speak with him directly, so I can make the connection. I can't get you an estimate. I mean, I don't know what your specs are.
And
right.
Campbell?
Yes.
And there's a very nice brownstone around the street on 18th Street for a home.
All right, so you guys are going to work this out amongst yourselves.
Yeah, hit me offline, man.
Excellent. Okay, and then our poll had a question.
Very fast, just more. I hope for this duck race stuff, people are looking into the legal aspects of it, because what seems like a fun fundraising duck race to one bunch of people, somebody else might view as throwing a whole bunch of plastic into a public waterway, which may run afoul of something. So I'm just saying, maybe somebody needs to check and make sure there won't be a problem with that.
That the foul don't run afoul?
This
It's good that duck race has provided so many opportunities for wit amongst the
That's a good question. In fact, it's one that I did ask some time ago, and it's in that group of questions, and I'll make sure that we have a response on that, because the one that I went to in Montgomery County was in an enclosed area, like a man-made lake, whereas what was referenced, and I don't know if a specific site has been identified, but it was referenced that it was going to go in the Potomac River, which can be a huge problem. Now, even in Montgomery County, the promoters, the company that does it, had a bunch of little, I don't know what you call these things, sort of like the bumpers that you see on a boat to keep it from hitting the pier, that were circling the entire area so that none of the ducks...
Okay, Campbell, I hate to always be interrupting.
Okay.
I know you guys are on top of the details of
just trying to answer the question.
Duck race. But no, it's good. But anyway, why don't we move on to the national office?
Quack.
Unless you guys want to review the duck race.
Quack.
Okay. The national office, there's no funny thing, so got to get your laughs out.
Quack.
At least you have there's a Portuguese water whatever dog to retrieve.
Dog, yeah.
guys, very undisciplined. Okay, so moving on to the national office.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm actually less familiar with the national office, the way it's set up. So perhaps, LaVarne, do you want to walk us through the major categories just hit?
Sure. There was a mail. I'm looking at row 9.
Okay.
Okay, there was a fun drive, a mail drive that was done. It was a holiday drive. It was very successful. That's why you have the positive variance there. And the other negative miscellaneous and other income, I'll have to get with you on that. I'm not really sure what that is. I do know what it is. It's interest. Because of the markets, you know, we were hit with interest with so we have to recognize the value of the book value in terms of the change in the
CD.
Yeah, in the CD, right. Well, in the value of the
portfolio
of our portfolio. It's precise. So
okay.
So it's not cash. It's just, you know, you have to recognize that.
You lost
but you didn't sell it. It's just a paper loss, right?
Right, it's a paper loss. And what I did was when I immediately saw this, I went in, I looked at the decline in the indices, you know, the NASDAQ and everything, and they were down like I think last month they were down like 50% or 40%, versus I think this was like 13, somewhere between 8 and 13. So I have that. I can send you that.
So in reality, total revenues are positive in terms of the variance, right?
Yes.
Of course, it's positive now, even without the showing the loss.
Yeah, because you don't have a loss. We don't.
No, exactly. It's not a paper. Yeah, it's just a paper loss there. So that's what it is. But yeah, so in the affiliate's income is about 5 over, so that's doing well. The sideband income is over.
The what?
Where is that
on here? SCA?
That's row 13.
Yeah, 13. And there's more opportunity there. We've been trying to get Ron to meet with the engineer there to meet with, I think, Radio Maria wants to also get a connection there. They want to use the sideband in D.C. And I understand there was the thing with New York was the person there, like Radio Korea, whatever, they walked away without paying. So there's equipment, I think, in New York that we can actually, if we don't have the equipment in D.C., we can move it there.
Point of information.
Actually, if I could ask you, LaVarne, if we could kind of do this quickly. If you could steer away from the possibilities and just kind of hit on what happened.
Jamie,
LaVarne, I would appreciate talking with you about, you know, that to some extent offline, okay?
Okay, great.
Yeah, because we don't actually have that much more time in tonight.
Okay.
And
the whole point
item.
Is that that's revenue for the national office. That's why, you know, we're trying to aggressively pursue everything.
Mm-hmm.
National office, in terms of the budget and the actual, you know, we're over by over 200,000, so everything is going well. The issue is always comes to cash flows and what we have to do there, and need to understand that when we make payroll and health benefits, we make those payments and then we get that back from some of the stations that we do that for. That has to be timely because there is a cash flow issue for all of us. And if we look at the cash flow for the national office, total unrestricted is 131,000, and that's, and also I show the variance from the beginning of.
Where is that? I don't.
This is
was
all
that in the one the latest later emails.
The file is titled April_2009_cashflow.
Okay, just a second.
So we're at unrestricted at 131, and that's, you know, 118,000 higher than what we were on September the 30th of the 1st of October. Mm-hmm. So that's basically where we are. We're trying to pursue all avenues of revenue in the sideband one, and also making sure that we have our affiliates. We're getting any information to them so they can make payments to the office.
Okay, so basically the story with national office is you're not, at least on the accrual basis, you're doing okay, but perhaps a cash basis.
We definitely have a cash basis. If, you know, with BAI not contributing to
central
services, so that means that the Democracy Now! Payment, which we made today for March, that means that, you know, four stations are supporting it. And just briefly, the conversation I had with Anthony is that the fact that he's not paying for it and he's only running it one time a day. I mean, if I was getting something free and it was a lead-in and also got listeners and help with my drives, I would use it 20 times a day. You know, and he, not 20, but I mean more than one. So he listened to that, and he said that he understood the point that I was trying to make, that it's free, and why not use it? Even the people who are paying for it, you know, why don't you use it, you know?
Okay, right.
Stuff, but That's just, that's it.